give us
all right, cut and print. Beautiful guys. Dynamite. That's
hello,
awesome.
People.
Worried.
Hey, don't be worried. It's not that scary.
It was terrifying.
It was pretty cool.
That was the Wayans Brothers show theme song, wasn't it? Oh, that randomly pops into my head, like, if I'm, like, going, if I'm about to hit the pillow to sleep, I'm like, give me a high five.
That's
boom.
Worrisome.
Listen, I don't know if you know this, but you're white, so.
I don't know if you know this, but she's black.
I don't know if you should know this, but I watched a lot of black-centric TV shows while growing up.
That explains quite a bit.
I had a lot of trouble identifying.
All right, well.
I watched Moesha.
It's me, Bad Touch Bat Boy, host today.
Oh, hey! We started. Sorry.
And today we are joined with guest Mike Rowe.
Hey, everybody. How's it going?
Hi.
I'm super excited.
Today?
I don't know how we did it, guys, but we got the host from Dirty Jobs to be on our podcast.
Yeah, we did.
It's real, pretty awesome.
People on Twitter think I'm him, so it's close enough.
That works for me.
What? No.
Now, Miss Stacy.
Well?
How are you doing today?
I'm good.
Can you please elaborate on that?
I'm good.
I had to catch Stacy eating on air.
Listen, I'm eating like a stoner this morning. No, I have not smoked, but I was really starving. Okay?
And they are Doritos, so how can you resist that?
It's like a bag of Doritos.
No, they are implosion Doritos. They are evil.
They did.
Oh, like I'm exploding on both ends.
They exploded all over me.
I saw this. They're not lying.
They imploded. Is that a new word?
I like when you implode on people. In your face.
I think that's a fashion line, right?
Implode.
I think implode. So.
It's the newest in haute couture.
By Rachel Zoe.
Oh, hey, it's Francisco Calderon, Cuddles the Sociopath. We were introducing the co-hosts.
Rachel Sassy Pants Frumkin.
And we're joined, as usual, by our technician, Nick.
Say hi, Nick.
Hey, Nick.
Hey, Nick.
He's too busy, stressing out because he was like...
So, yes, some of you may have noticed that we were a little late today. Probably nobody noticed.
Nick got attacked by ninjas.
Thanks for noticing me.
There are so many ninjas.
You have your whole hour. Everything's good to go. We started from the top.
Even though you were attacked by ninjas?
Yeah, I'm good. Just do your thing, guys.
Okay.
We'll be good to go.
Cool. He's busy putting on bandages.
We'll take you to the hospital later.
Great.
That is great to hear.
I'm glad that you're doing well, Nick.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Things and
awkward
stuff.
Beginning.
Yay, awkwardness. Oh, that's why I came on this show.
That's right.
Yay. Yeah.
So, anybody have anything interesting happen during this week?
No. Well, Halloween atrocious.
You guys, I have to say, there should be a... Okay, if you're 15 and you're going to go trick-or-treating, put some effort into, the costume, dude. Don't just show up, in your school uniform with your backpack. Be like, candy, please, now. That's not okay.
You want a little effort going into it.
Did you get any trick-or-treaters? Because I got a completely different view of Halloween than you did.
I got, my neighborhood is full of, little kids.
Did you drown any of them?
No. So from, 7 to 8, man, trick-or-treaters galore. The first 20 minutes, junior high school kids that could not have given, they're like... Fuck it, I just want the candy, boom.
I even noticed that with the adults, because I live in West Hollywood, and I went to the West Hollywood Carnival.
And then we got the parents with their babies, totally.
Which is fantastic.
Well, no, did it not seem like this year was not the most depressing Halloween ever?
Because it was on a school night.
And there were also a ton of shootings.
It was, so sad, and, everyone's kind of skittish and not really excited.
And then you had to hear, the death toll from, hurricanes, Sandy Storm.
Lulzy. All that coverage was amazing, I have to say.
Hurricane
Lulzy,
Sandy
my brother
costumes?
Lives in Jersey.
I didn't see any Hurricane Sandy costumes, but I was expecting to see Mayor Bloomberg's, translator, which, by the way, she was the most amazing thing ever. Did you guys see her?
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Go just look up the animated GIFs.
Oh,
they're great.
Mayor Bloomberg has this translator that does sign language next to him, and she was totally into his address as he was talking about Sandy, so much that me and my friends thought she was more excited about the death toll than anything.
I'm pretty sure she was.
Oh my god, no.
I think we had different Halloweens. I had a huge thermos full of wine, and I walked with my nieces to different houses.
You don't drink wine, though.
And then when I was like, oh, you got an Almond Joy? I need that.
But Stacey, I thought you were straight edge.
Oh, you got pirate's booty? I'm so straight edge.
Yeah, I didn't do anything exciting for Halloween, but the weekend before, I went to some big wacky UCB party, and it was just...
UCB,
like, oh, I'm,
awesome.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not cool enough to be at this party. It was one of those
ones. Is that the one you dressed up as Superman for?
It was yeah. My Superman party. Nice. I think my favorite costume I saw, though, was somebody dressed like old school Steve Martin with like the white suit and arrows for the head and stuff.
The head? That's
so
cool.
As a comedy nerd, I really dug that.
That's awesome. Okay, yeah. That's thought.
Instead of doing anything exciting on Wednesday, my friends and I on Saturday are going to do a pre-election post-Halloween.
You mean
party.
Today?
Oh, today.
Yeah. Is
it
a Saturday?
It is a Saturday. And we're all dressing up as political figures or pundits, and I'm dressing up as Sonia Sotomayor, Supreme Justice Sonia Sotomayor.
Awesome.
It's a good look.
It is a good look. I can pull it off. I'm not
going to
shave. I'm going to recuse myself from conversations all night.
I'm sorry. I have to recuse myself from this conversation.
Yes.
And you can't shave because it's Movember.
No?
You can't shave because it's Movember.
Yeah, I'm not going to shave. Ew. I want to have a terrorist beard by the end of the month.
I'm getting really scared of you. I don't want to be scared of him. Are you doing Movember?
Yes.
I pointed to Rachel.
Sure.
No, I'm just kidding, Frank.
Yes, I'm going to I could buy one of those like weird knitted beard hats that hipsters like these days are like the hat with the beard.
My beard grows so slowly, it'll just look like this at the end of the month.
Beards are hot. Aww. I think beards are hot. It's a new thing for me, though.
I like them. I've always liked them.
I think it's like a lumberjack thing. When I went to Alaska, yes. I was like, oh.
Ooh, well,
oh, this is why people live in Alaska.
Why?
Oh.
11 to 1. 11 men to every one female.
Okay. You're good.
Fantasy is to be taken to Alaska or Canada and live in a lumberjack cabin.
I thought you were going to say live in a lumberjack.
Live in a lumberjack.
Live in a lumberjack.
With a lumberjack.
Is that also your dream, Frank?
It's one of my many.
Aw, they're shared dreams.
Oh.
Bonding.
We can get him another lumberjack. Don't be selfish. Can have all.
Well, yeah, you can each have 11.
There's right?
11 to 1 female.
We're ruining the demographics. There.
I was going to say, also, my Halloween was kind of like sidetracked because Disney buying Lucasfilm was like the hot topic.
Because it's a hot topic.
Was okay. Like, it's oh my God. Topic. Like,
I'm just going to be three more Star Wars films. That's pretty epic.
Like, some people were like, oh, great. And then I had other people going, nerds, calm the fuck down. Like, it's not a big deal. Like, he's been around. Like,
oh, really? It's
been
not a
Disney.
Big deal?
And like, I got in an argument with a friend of mine and I was like, listen, bitch. For the past 20 years, they've had to pay licensing fees to Lucasfilms to have Star Tours and their merchandise there. Now, they just own it outright. And I was like, this is great. No, this is fantastic. No. And then
for my stocks.
No. And then
but when I first heard it, I went, oh, great. Now two money-grubbing hoes have got their hands on this franchise.
What are you trying to call it?
I'm terrified, actually.
Why would you be terrified? Actually, you know what? Let's save this for later, because yes. Okay. I do want to touch on this topic. Right.
Don't
now,
touch on my topic.
I'll touch your topic.
I was saying that was my
topic. Oh, there's a lot of topic touching going on.
I
feel uncomfortable.
How's that topic feel?
Yep, yep.
Anyway.
That was topical.
Let's talk about holiday movies.
Why?
I'm scared.
Yeah, okay, so... I kind of like misunderstood. I have a bunch of holiday movies my family and I watch, and I realized the common theme in these movies is awkward
death.
Family situations that arise in these films. Like
death.
Not death.
Yeah,
no.
There is a lot of death.
Well, what
death
exactly did you want to talk movies. About holiday like yeah. movies? Like what?
Movies we've seen, movies we like. I will just go out and say this, that my favorite holiday movie is Jingle All the Way.
I hope that you don't.
I approve.
I hope that you
thank
don't.
You.
I don't know what holidays are.
So. Oh, that's right.
Oh, right, because he's a little jungle.
I have,
what?
I have watched
they were both
Beyond the Glass.
Oppressive religions.
Yeah, but Mormons celebrate holidays, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, Jehovah's Witness.
We got Christmas.
And I'm Catholic, so we certainly celebrated up on her.
Communal wine.
Well, holiday movies to me are very weird because I don't really watch, and my family, we watch like Godfather for Christmas. And
I think that's fine.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's a great family movie.
I think it is.
I mean, it's about a family. So
it's
that's,
about a family. It's about a certain family, kind of family being together, killing people.
It does have a hall. I think they do celebrate a Christmas or Thanksgiving in that movie.
It's a family that slays so, yeah. together, stays
together.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's true. For Thanksgiving, I think we just watched Robin Hood.
The only
Which
good
one?
Like actual Thanksgiving movie
the
is
bad one.
The only good movie that's actually about Thanksgiving is Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. That's like the...
Well, it, also home for the holidays is Thanksgiving. Okay.
That's fair. That's
I would
fair.
Also qualify Adam's Family Reunion.
A holiday theme.
It's not called Adam's Family Reunion. It's called Adam's Family Values.
Oh, that's right. Reunion was the one after, right?
But everybody should go to Netflix or rent it right
it.
Now.
For no reason.
For no apparent reason.
Not because Stacey sang in that movie.
Not just because I would like to buy a couple DVDs.
No. And that's where the residual goes.
I watched a lot as a child, and it was super awkward with my family, too, was National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Yes, that's one of the ones I have. Yeah.
And it was awkward because there was that really awkward scene where he's like watching the woman get dressed at the pool.
Kumelikalikimaka.
Yes, which is like really weird. And that movie was both amazing and terrifying.
And it's also Chevy Chase asking his son if like when the girl at the store is showing him her leg and it's like, oh, can you see the line, son? And then realizes that it's his son there.
I mean, it happens.
Yeah.
Such awkward moments in that movie.
I've never seen a Christmas Story.
Oh, me neither, actually.
That is, I'm sorry, that's sacrilegious. It's shown every Christmas for 24 hours straight on TBS.
You can't tell me how to be Catholic.
I've come back around the Christmas Story. I went from loving it to now I don't care for it anymore. I think
because
it's because it's overexposed. Yeah. Like, it's just on all the time.
Yeah, it is used a lot.
You're overexposed.
I went to sleep on one Christmas Eve and literally woke up in the same spot I fell asleep in.
I mean, Santa does kick a kid down a slide in that movie,
which is
so that makes it pretty
great. I mean,
great.
Well, maybe it's that.
Yeah, you do.
It's got the pink bunny suit that Ralphie gets from his
and
aunt.
And I own the pink bunny sweatshirt.
It's got
that,
the leg lamp and his father going, Fragile must be Italian. I mean, it's great shit. And then to hear that Peter Salisbury now does the most awesomest movies ever with Vince Vaughn, you're like, crazy.
Does his last name make you think hunger too, or is it just that I'm acting like a stoner this morning?
Wait,
I think you're just acting like a stoner.
Sure. I was like, yummy.
I think the smell on the train just kind of got to you.
I know. There was so much pot on that train.
I mean, seriously, every bus I took today was just pot and bum smell.
Wait. Isn't there a hemp convention or something this weekend?
I don't know. I always see the hemp con signs up, but they're always for hemp cons that have already happened.
Isn't that always seems to be the case?
Exactly. I'm always oh, that's coming. No, it's not coming up.
I think that there is one this weekend, which would completely answer why you smelled pot on the way here. They were probably all smoking and going to it.
Maybe. It wasn't me.
I was going to say another movie I watch every holiday. Bless you. Science.
You have been blessed.
She's allergic to Doritos.
I watch White Christmas every holiday, regardless if it's Christmas or
I've
Thanksgiving.
I've never seen it. Never seen White Christmas.
That's bigoted.
What? Should I watch Black Christmas as well? Is there a Black? There's a Black Christmas movie,
right?
It's like a horror movie.
Because I'm mixed, I'm going to watch White Christmas and then I'm going to watch Black Christmas.
Is there a Madea Christmas movie yet?
There has to be, right?
Why is there not?
If not, that is hundreds of millions of dollars waiting to be made.
Marilyn Kumar's Christmas movie was pretty fun.
I never
actually, it was.
I enjoyed that one.
It was in 3D.
It was in 3D.
I think there was a
Family Stone I watched every holiday.
How about Scrooged?
Yes, that's also on my list.
Is it on your list?
It's on my list.
Are you checking it twice?
I enjoy scenes of that, but I hardly remember the entire movie. But I know the story, I guess.
Well, who doesn't know the story of a Christmas
I know the hero's journey of this film.
Yeah.
I pretty
things
much
happen.
Know a Christmas Carol, but I don't think I can.
It's really symbolic of the American experience. So
that was profound.
Yeah, it's really deep.
You're really
deep. I'm really deep.
Wow.
And that calls for another Dorito.
Crinkle, 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 crinkle.
Hey,
munch, munch, munch.
What about
that? Is really
how
unprofessional
the Grinch
of you,
Christmas.
I'm
talking about the cartoon.
Only the live one, right?
Oh.
I'm talking about the cartoon.
The cartoon's good,
Admittedly, I like the live one. I liked it
more than I thought I would because I'd heard how horrible it was and I saw it. I'm like, oh, this is
fun. It wasn't
fun.
Horrific.
No.
It was just okay. And I think in the season, in the mood, it's good.
I concur.
When you're in the mood for the
season. It's the perfect vehicle for Jim Carrey.
The thing is,
over the top, it's nonsense.
He's hammy, over the top, zany. It's perfect for him. Mm-hmm. He does it quite well.
I don't think I need to see it again.
Well,
you probably don't.
I just don't.
I think that we're going to have to sit you down and Clockwork Orange you.
Not again.
You know how when we Clockwork Orange you?
Not again.
Aww.
You like being orange, though.
I
too. Like,
we probably
like she what? it just sounds like something like bad. Like
Nightmare
bad
Before
TM.
Christmas. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty great.
Yes.
And that's what you can watch that through the whole season from like Halloween
right.
straight through.
Yeah, and all my Halloween. I mean, all my Christmas decorations are Nightmare Before Christmas. I have a black Christmas tree with all Tim Burton ornaments. So that
it's pretty cool.
Tim Burton sure loves the winter.
The winter.
He's a big winter guy.
Yeah. Which is funny because he grew up in Burbank, so there's not really
that's
a problem. Winter.
Like, yeah. That's the only answer. I love the winter. I grew up in the desert.
It's because they were deprived. They didn't get winters to love.
Yeah.
Edward Scissorhands I like to watch during the holiday.
I think it's a holiday movie, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Again.
Yeah. Also, Sleepy Hollow. I like watching it around Halloween
a lot. I
actually
feel that that is a really good, like, near Halloween movie. That's a good winter movie.
That should be Thanksgiving. I don't know why.
Yeah, I think the Thanksgiving.
Maybe because pumpkins, pumpkin pie.
Well, I could accept that.
I have a grim feeling of Thanksgiving anyways because it destroys my life, so.
Well, oh, that's right, because the pilgrims come into town and, like,
they
hunt
beat
you.
They beat me up on my birthday.
They're real jerks.
Are you Native American?
No. Because
I am part.
My birthday is November 23rd, and it's either sitting on or directly around. So this year it's on Black Friday. But last year I think it was like on Thanksgiving. So every year, no joke, this is the conversation with my friends. Hey, do you want to you're hanging out with your friends.
Well, I'm not doing anything this year. Do you want
this year I'm going to get just crazy drunk. I think that's my plan.
Do you want to hang out this
I was going to say the other movie I watched, and it's not just because she's sitting across from me, is I watched Die Hard and Die Hard 2 with a Vengeance.
I actually don't care.
Go ahead and rent Die Hard 2. I also would
I was disappointed one New Year's Eve. I attempted to watch all Die Hard movies. But of course, Blockbuster, being the pricks that they are, didn't have like two or three.
This is when Blockbuster was still.
Yeah, so I had to like go and find them surreptitiously.
What's a Blockbuster?
It was.
I saw one the other day, and it was like, oh, it's a miracle. There's an Oakland Blockbuster.
There's one by my house that still exists, right? Man. It is alive and kicking.
I used to pass by one every day, and it for like a good 6 months had the "we're closing, but we're not certain when we're closing."
So, Blockbuster's great. They all have like the "closing this location only" ones signs up, and that's not true. It's
like,
every location.
Of things did that, like,
they got their comeuppance.
I have such a huge boner for Netflix. So
actually, I think Netflix has done such a good job with revolutionizing this, like how it's presented and delivered.
Netflix is good.
I have it on my phone. Awesome.
Controversial opinions. We like Netflix, guys.
Yes.
Hello.
Word is out.
Actually,
it's on every electronic device I have. I love it.
I am furious with Netflix right now.
What? You know, they have movies that expire.
Okay. Furious.
That makes me mad.
I went on there to watch the latest season of RuPaul's Drag Race, and it was gone.
That's a hashtag gay problem.
Season 4?
They have
hashtag
shows.
Hashtag gay man problem.
Yes, 4 is
they
gone.
Have shows that must have, like, only the licensing fees for a certain time, and then they expire. Then
two
they
days
go
ago.
Away. Yeah. No. It happened with a movie I wanted to watch.
Sad.
It had it, and then it was gone, like, 3 days later.
That happens to me over and over again. I'm like,
it happened with Third Rock from the Sun. I was very upset.
I'm so furious. So, no, Netflix, own everything, please.
Just please give everything you own to Netflix.
I think they would like to own everything.
Oh, yeah.
I'm okay with you owning everything.
Sometimes Amazon beats them to the
punch. Netflix will, I think Netflix will rise above it all.
Rise again.
Maybe Netflix is Skynet, and I'm supporting it.
That I am surprised.
A Skynet that straps us in chairs and beams movies into our eyes?
I'm okay with that. If I have to watch Skins all day long over and over again through my eyelids,
I'm okay with it.
You're down.
I'm down.
I'm surprised they got Mirror Mirror so quickly onto Netflix. I know it's not the best thing, but like it came out, then it came on demand, and then boom, Netflix. Like I didn't have to wait a year or
they
two.
They figured that's the only place where people want to watch it. They're like, we'll watch Mirror Mirror because it's on Netflix.
I'm so glad I didn't pay for that movie, people. So glad I did not pay for that.
I actually did pay for that movie.
I'm sorry.
It happened.
Are you sad about it?
You should.
I'm okay because Armie Hammer is really hot, and anything with Sean Bean, I will pay like even if he's in it for like 5 seconds, I'll be like, yeah, I'll pay for that.
He sent extra money to Netflix.
Last 10 minutes of that film. Great.
Stacey, why do you need a gun?
Why do you need a gun? I don't know, because there's blood splatter all over the wall. Silent Hill, what the fuck, dude?
Now I shall hug you to death.
What the hell?
The Silent Hill ride at the maze at Universal Studios was awesome. So I approve of that. I didn't see the movie.
That's
yeah.
That's scary. I don't want to do that one.
It was super scary, and I'm a super scaredy cat. So, like, my whole time going through those mazes, I was clutching onto the shoulder of my best friend's girlfriend.
How manly of you, Mike.
Yeah, no,
I don't go to any of those.
I was the biggest pussy.
Did you go to the Walking Dead maze?
I did the Walking Dead maze.
Did you
watch Talking Dead?
I've seen it.
because Chris Hardwick came through that on the show and he was like, fuck you guys, fuck you.
Mike, did you go to like a HHN for pleasure or for like something for KPCC?
Oh, just for pleasure. I was there for, I went with my musical improv pals and I was the most scared one. So it was fun.
Do you go to like all those things?
For pleasure?
No, not usually.
So. I went to really awkward. Like,
you just like whispered it?
Pleasure.
That was a little awkward how you asked that, actually.
I was okay on a haunted hayride for a while until I heard dun 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 dun, dun and I just dropped to the ground.
Why? Because of clowns?
Daisy? Clowns. For your birthday next year, I'm going to take you to the circus.
Wait, Cirque du Soleil?
No, no.
Nope. Real circus.
Real circus.
It's real circus.
Do you really like your face? Because I will scratch your face off.
Here's how you get Stacey. Clowns and Achilles heels. Clowns,
oh my God.
You actually said the word.
We're going to go to the Achilles heel circus.
Oh. And apparently, like, if you hit somebody behind the kneecap now, that also gets her.
Oh, that's really? Awesome. Well, that's because it knocks the leg forward.
And then you get slice the Achilles.
Yeah. I was going to say.
Stop saying the word, please.
Wait, does the kneecap thing?
Oh, God.
Does the kneecap thing actually work for you now?
Eat your Doritos.
Eat your Doritos, Stacey.
I can't because I'm going to vomit.
This isn't like a holiday movie thing, but every year for Christmas, I watch the Christmas episode of The O.C. because...
What is wrong with you?
I love The O.C. a lot.
What is not wrong with
you? What is wrong with all of you?
Christmaca?
Christmaca is the best holiday.
Festivus?
You're getting Jesus and Moses combined.
I can't do this show anymore. I can't do this.
Yes, I finally got rid of him.
No, we have a new position, Mike. Do you want to join?
We got an open position now.
Yes. Come on down, Mike.
Would you like to be the fourth member?
Died from saying the wrong words.
So.
We do have an initiation, and it goes a little something like...
They're all going to...
No!
They're all going to laugh at you. Enough of this. That's
so the only initiation I've ever been through is in high school. I got into jazz choir.
Hazing.
Hazing. And I had to, all the guys had to cross dress and then go sing downtown in our town, in public places.
This went more benign than I thought.
Speaking of jazz. Then we had to streak. So.
See, in my show choir, we had to kill a man.
Oh, okay. Well,
it was like
good.
Not that big of a deal.
Only one. So it's
not that bad. We had to kill a man together. Again, the jazz band that slays together stays.
I think that phrase works for anything.
Exactly. It really does.
You're into musicals, right?
I do. I love musicals.
What is your favorite?
I think my all-time favorite is probably Guys and Dolls.
Yes! The movie or the stage show?
Stage show. I mean, the movie's different, but it's good too. But, I mean, Sinatra's great in it, so...
See, I've been looking for the album with Marlon Brando singing on it forever. It does not exist,
it's such
apparently.
It's an insane movie because they give like Sinatra the non-singing parts and they give Brando the more singing parts.
But I kind of liked his character-y voice, so I want to find the record. It took me forever to find Gentlemen Prefer Blondes with Marilyn Monroe because they just want to do the stage show as an album. But that's my goal in life.
She has goals.
I do. Oh, maybe Rachel will find it for you.
That would be awesome. Guys and Dolls is an amazing one.
It's
great.
Are we
talking about like musical musicals or like holiday musicals?
Like companies.
Musical musicals?
Yeah. Company is pretty good.
That's a tough
one. Why did you have to throw in something so gay? I'm just, why, Frank?
Because he's gay.
He's gay.
Are you guys
gay? Wait, what? I need to get out of here.
I know.
If you were gay. No, I'm just...
That's actually one of my favorite musicals.
Is Avenue Q?
I've actually never seen it.
I've neither.
I've only heard the soundtrack.
I've seen clips of it, and I've seen the soundtrack.
You've seen the soundtrack?
I've listened to the soundtrack.
You have synesthesia?
You
may have been really high at the time, but saw the soundtrack.
So, yeah, that's all the time.
You know how when you see music?
All the time.
I see the music, man.
It's like seeing dead people.
The soundtrack is just so hilarious.
It is.
Yeah.
I've been listening to it on repeat this week. I'm that bad.
I feel like it's going to be
epic.
Going
on YouTube.
I
went on YouTube and like listened to the whole soundtrack just through YouTube.
God bless you and your copyright violation, YouTube.
Yeah.
Thanks,
YouTube.
We love you, YouTube. Controversial.
Well, it was through like, I don't know, it says through like some Broadway something, whatever. I don't know.
Fancy.
I feel like it's going to be epic when I see it. Like, that's how it was with Hair. Like, I was so obsessed with Hair. I would listen to that album over and over again. And I was like, is it ever going to live up to it? And it was so awesome.
I enjoy most musicals, but putting this out there, I don't enjoy Andrew Lloyd Webber's.
Nobody does.
No.
Nobody likes Andrew Lloyd Webber.
But I did like Phantom of the Opera at the movie.
We had a in my musical improv class, we had an Andrew Lloyd Webber week where we had to watch Andrew Lloyd Webber musicals, and then almost everybody universally hated them.
I'm gonna say he did one good musical. It's the only musical of his I like that I will listen to, and I think it's because it's so not like him. Jesus Christ Superstar.
That is, I agree.
Because it's a rock opera, and I'm like, it's so Tim Rice-like and so less him, like, because he didn't write the fucking lyrics to it.
But I have a problem listening to the soundtrack because when I saw it on stage, I saw Judas Be Black.
Like, well, yeah, like, I saw...
And both times I saw it, he was black. And so there was, like, so much soul in the voice. And then when I hear the soundtrack, it's like these... I'm like, what are you doing? Are you okay? Like, I can't
there's a really
listen
good,
to that.
I don't know how to pronounce his last name because it's some German name. But there's this guy, Drew... Science, Peterson? I think. But he does, like, he's played Judas and he's played Jesus, and he is one of the best Judases white that I've seen.
He's a great white Judas.
Well, I'm saying because in the movie version he was black, and the show version I've seen he was black. And so, and I've listened to it because I said it's like one of my favorite musicals.
Why has he got
to
be black, huh?
I've listened to
because it's the right way.
It's supposed to be like racial tension.
Black, woo! Right.
You know.
And we brought it back around to Christmas because Jesus. So.
Yeah.
Are you feeling some racial tension in your shoulders?
I'm feeling a lot of racial tension.
I hear that from people.
It's about a Jew being born in a manger.
It was about a sun god.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, it might be Ra. I go see Jesus and Ra.
Jews are born in mangers.
Yes.
Jews are born in mangers.
Because, you know, nobody was
knowing that.
That's because they're Jewish.
No.
So glad nobody caught that except for Frank. And the listeners at home.
We have talking about Jews.
Jews?
As a Catholic girl, I endorse Jewish men.
I endorse Jewish.
I know this is horrible.
Things.
Me and a group of friends actually had a realization.
Mostly
matzah. Me and a friend had a realization recently about Jews and how goblins are kind of like the mythical figures based off of them.
Yeah, no.
I feel like you're going to be stabbed after saying that.
And the two half-Jewish people just walked out.
Wait, I got a little Jew in me.
So.
The goblins carry all of the stereotypes that like come...
Oh, no. They're completely fucking racist,
totally
anti-Semitic creatures, yeah. Oh, no.
It was a
completely
sudden realization.
I like any musical by Stephen Sondheim, Frank. I will, except for Passions. Passions just shit. It's depressing. He wrote it when he was bitter. I don't like it. But like Into the Woods.
Wouldn't you like
wonderful.
Into the Woods is my jam. Like, I'm a musical theater.
Into the Woods is my lady jam.
My jam.
It is not
I
my lady jam.
I'm a musical theater geek, so that's a loaded question.
Into
that's why
woods.
I asked Holiday or just general musicals.
I like Little Shop of Horrors quite a bit.
Who
does
you
see that it's like they have a special edition tag that's coming out with the original edit?
Where, like,
I saw it. I held it yesterday, and I was like, I'm going to wait to buy you.
The Roger Corman has the original ending.
On Blu-ray. In a nice little book.
It's so cool. It's like, open that book.
That's my
Sondheim, like Stephen Sondheim got apparently they just sort of crapped on Book of Mormon though, which I thought was funny. They asked him about it and he said it's a nice college show.
Actually going along that, like musical wise, I think that Trey Parker and Matt Stone do well with their musicals. Like South Park the Musical was good.
Yeah, I was listening to your guys' episode last week and I got the gay song stuck in my head.
I mean it was a proper intro.
It's pretty great.
I like Fosse stuff.
Fossey's good.
Oh, do you? Yeah. You just came out like, even more gay.
I mean, why not do... If
like, Pajama
Fosse,
Game is good. But that's not really a Fosse musical. He's in it, but
you
not really
can't
a Fosse
see, but her little tiny fists are like attempting to do
Fosse. Pippin's a great Fosse musical.
I think the rest of the show that we have to
like
do
Sweet
it,
Charity.
Like Fosse would have us
with
do
jazz
it.
Hands.
Jazz hands and Fosse punch.
You can't see this. It should be like kind
exactly.
of some
Let's
kind
see
of
that
visual.
Video podcast.
We're doing this. Elaborate choreography.
Elaborate choreography.
All at once, we all know the movements.
Just imagine our hands are very detailed. Our feet movements are very detailed.
If you ever want to see
we all
like,
top hats.
Fosse in Kiss Me, in the movie version of Kiss Me Kate, that's Bob Fosse's first movie role. And although he has nothing to do with the choreography, his one section of dance that he does with Ann Miller has his stamp all over it. Mm. You can see the beginnings of like the Fosse style. It's super great. My sister Irene also has the Fosse stamp all over it. And that's why I liked stamp. Like everything, even if you didn't choreograph it or he wasn't part of it, he always put his one
little stamp.
Yeah,
they had a Fosse sketch on Saturday Night Live this past week too, really? Which is pretty great. Yeah, nice. Christina Applegate played a Fosse inspired dance instructor.
Oh yeah, because she was in Charity.
She was a dumb star.
Yeah, she was.
Exactly.
All y'all talkers up in here. It's time to keep it down right now.
All right. Well.
All right.
I think we've had enough gay talk.
What?
Disco.
What?
Fine, I'll leave.
What?
Let's move into awkward questions. And actually, we have awkward holiday questions.
Ooh, yeah.
Exciting.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's start with
just whip it out. Just whip it out.
Sissy.
Oh, which one do you want to ask first?
We're going to ask her awkward questions first.
Okay.
Sorry.
And we're starting with Sissy Poo.
What are the major differences?
You just said me, and then you skipped over me. You said Anastasia, and then Sissy.
No, I said Sissy.
What are the major differences between you and the candidate?
This is your awkward
candidate.
Not at all, no. I don't have my question yet, so Stacey can go first.
What? My mom.
I'll ask mine.
Oh, my Lord.
She's been tricked.
Are you ready?
I'm good. Yes, I'm down.
Don't think about it too much, okay?
Yeah.
Would you have sex with an alien, and would you use a rubber?
Yes and yes. Within the confines of marriage, of course. But now, I don't know about the future alien invasion. I guess I'm not gonna be pre-bigoted against aliens.
It's a tentacle alien.
Oh, that's...
Like a Cthulhu?
Now I feel weird about it. I guess I should have said yes too quickly. But sure. I'm not going to be a bigot.
I mean, so. If you're going to go alien sex, might as well do tentacle alien
exactly.
sex.
Exactly.
You'll need 10 condoms, but it's okay.
If I learned nothing from Maniac Mansion, I'd go with it.
Isn't that like a weird fetish now? Like,
oh, no, it's always been a huge fetish for a while.
It's not like a Japanese porn thing.
It started in Japan. Mm-hmm. It stays mainly in Japan. But there
it's,
are...
It's like, mainly it's been just Japanese.
It's been around for a really long time, actually. There's been like... Like
I think
17th, 16th century vases with like tentacles going inside
totally
women and shit.
Can I own one of those?
There's
of course.
Totally woodblock paintings of like women being molested by octopus. So
it's a thing. It's a thing apparently.
For a while.
But they do it with like fancy calligraphy, yeah. So it looks classy.
Yeah, it looks classy.
It's classy bizarre. Shit.
So
classy shit.
I have my question for you.
All right.
Do you believe anything is going to happen on 2012?
No, I don't. I'm generally a skeptic, even though I'm also weirdly religious. So
if something happens, everything I'm else, rub it in your face.
You're like, yeah, this is right. December 2012, I was right. World's ending. That movie was right.
That movie.
John Cusack had it.
Okay. Well,
love that.
I dressed up like that at a Halloween party too. Yeah,
I'm gonna go to my old question because I couldn't think of anything better
than
that.
That's not what
one.
You're supposed to do.
I know, but I couldn't think of anything better than that.
Let's
so the
her.
Question is, she's how shunned. Many bodies shunned. Do you think you can fit in the trunk of your car?
Oh, there's already a lot of shit in my trunk, so I'm gonna say 3. Like if you folded them up the right way, I'll go 3.
Okay.
Folded them up.
Yeah, I think like...
I'll think of something
well, I mean,
better.
If you're just like dumping a whole body.
I couldn't think of anything better than that.
So, now, turning our questions on each other.
Well, I haven't asked by...
Oh, Stacey.
Oh, yeah, Stacey has to ask hers.
Shut down.
I could just leave, you know.
Stacey, you and I should just leave the show.
I think
look
we should.
How they treat
why
us.
Don't you just cut off her arm or something?
There's been an awkward conversation strike.
I know. What's happening? At first, I was asked to say the question, then bitch slapped with that. Whatever.
Look at how they treat
okay.
us.
Okay. Just go eat your Doritos.
What's the...
Good. Even Mike is on it.
God damn
even
it.
Even Mike is in on it.
Go ahead.
Oh, thank you. Can I? Awesome.
Yes, Mommy. You can ask your question.
What is the weirdest thing you've ever eaten or would eat?
Ooh.
This is like there's nothing that weird because I am like the world's pickiest eater. Like I have an irrational fear of trying new foods. So there's so many things I've never had. Like I've never had turkey. Is
what?
Thing I've never had.
What?
So
what?
Like Thanksgiving's lost on me.
How
so.
Have you never
get
had
out.
Turkey?
I can't trust you.
Right now I'm being.
Anymore.
Now I'm the Anastasia being.
Oh, welcome to my life.
What about turkey bothers
go and eat your
so
turkey.
Go eat your turkey.
It's like tryptophan and awesomeness.
See, I'm trying to think if there's anything weird I've eaten. This probably isn't. Like, my breakfast this morning, I had like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. So I'm super boring.
Boring.
Yeah.
So there's nothing you would try? There's not like something like very like exotic?
When I try and try things, I get like sweaty and gross.
That's
and
sad.
I know, it's sad.
I wonder if your octopus wife would like that.
I know. So octopus wife. Yeah.
Octopus wife's like, eat it.
Eat my tentacle.
Today I'm putting you glorf and glork.
You can't make it.
Like, I'm trying to think if it came down to like a cannibal situation, like if I'd be able to do it or not.
Well, that was my old question.
Yeah, like I don't know if I'd be able to do it or not because I like I want to live, but that seems like really not like gross.
What about bull testicles?
Bull testicles.
Nom.
I guess if it came, like,
I have eaten bull testicles.
How are they?
There's really nothing I won't eat.
I hear they're very chewy.
Nothing.
Pretty much.
Like tough chicken
at all.
Stacey, did they have to keep telling you to stop playing with your food?
I was like, what? This is not what I'm supposed to be doing.
You're not supposed to be cupping. You're not supposed to be doing some cupping with the bull testicles. It's not.
Like, I'm just trying to be polite.
I mean, it died for me, so I should really return
really
the favor.
Feel like
so considerate, Stacey.
I know, aren't
I?
It's good.
And yet you all treat me like shit.
It's a way more sexual Gandhi.
Beautiful shit.
I'm beautiful shit. That's what the
label. You are very beautiful.
Thank you're
like,
you.
Sounds like a Kelly Clarkson.
Until the zombie dragons come.
The zombie dragons. I'm so excited about zombie dragons. We came up with
is that a sci-fi
brilliant.
Movie.
We were talking about.
We're like, why hasn't zombie dragons happened?
I swear that sounds like a sci-fi movie.
I mean,
I'm pretty
like,
sure.
Doesn't
when
it?
Might be soon.
When dragons are zombies.
And when dragons
serve.
Hey, so, Frank, answer your own question.
Yeah.
I would and I would. I would.
Okay. You would? Yes.
Alien,
would.
Yes.
And I would wear a rubber. I don't want space aids.
Rubber from Hell?
Oh, space aids. Just I mean, like think of space aids.
Damn it.
I mean, can space aids go through Earth condoms?
Maybe. I'm sure it can. It'll go
through. What if the penis is like acid? And then like,
corrosive acid.
Just like get space aids.
Has anyone gone before us? Like, do we know that we can have sex without dying?
No.
I'm sure all those people that got probed.
I'm sure the government knows.
Government.
But you don't get probed with their penis. You get probed with, like,
but maybe after they got probed, they decided to have sex with the alien captor.
I don't know. All I have to say is, in biology class, after you dissected the frog, did you put your penis in it?
Yes, you did.
So.
I feel like I missed that part of Cowboys and Aliens.
It happens.
Stacey.
I am very
Oh, am I answering my own question?
Answer Frank's.
Yes, I would have sex with an alien. Yes, I would wear a condom, but I wouldn't wear a condom because this makes sense.
But you would wear a lady condom. Condom marriage.
Would I what?
You would insist on the aliens wearing condoms?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. But I don't think it would really help.
Because and then they have to leave
they're
after.
From a different planet. Yeah, get out. What the hell? I'm not making your breakfast.
Thanks for an interstellar fuck. Now get out.
I would have sex with one, but do you know what? I think if you're having sex with an alien, you might as well go balls to the wall. So I guess no condom.
Space AIDS. Let's
yeah, bareback.
Space AIDS.
Gives me superpowers.
Space AIDS
is going to give me superpowers, and you're going to be so jealous, Stacey.
No,
I am.
But then I'll just
go have sex with an alien bareback.
Nope.
No, yeah. It's slime back.
Yeah.
it's not bareback when it's...
Nice.
Does alien slime help with lubrication?
That's yes, what I was thinking.
Yeah, yes. it's not acid.
Okay.
But that means no foreplay. It's just like, yep, I'm already lubricated.
Oh, is it my turn to answer this question? Okay, it depends. Now, does this alien look like Paul? Or does it look like Earth Girls or Easy Jeff Goldblum?
Oh, it looks like Predator.
Well, if it looks like Predator, I would jump on that.
Wow. It's the alien from Signs.
If it looks like big head, small body,
but it would be perfect size for you. It's
no.
So cute.
No, I would not have sex with that alien.
You would not have sex with
both,
a gray.
I mean, your babies would look like water babies.
The
they look like the sea monkeys.
It looks like its father.
I was more thinking hydrocephalic. But.
But if they looked like, you know, Jeff Goldblum does in Earth Girls Are Easy, then sure, why not?
You're down.
He
I would not have
he's
sex with
an handsome alien man.
So.
If it looks like Jeff Goldblum, I'm not having sex with it.
So it's like, more of an anti-Jeff Goldblum feeling than the anti-aliens feeling.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know. Jeff Goldblum in the 80s was pretty hunky.
Your question, Steve.
My question. What is the strangest thing you've eaten or would eat? I would eat anything.
And everything.
And everything. And I kind of have. If they're like, do you want to try? Yes. But that's kind of my philosophy of life.
But can I finish my sentence? No.
Would you like to? Yes. Can I? Yes.
Yes. Just give it to me to put it in my mouth.
Exactly.
But are you sure you're... No.
I think the worst thing I've tried is sea urchin. I was in Hawaii and they were diving for them. And they were like cracking them open there and like just... They're like, do you want to try it? It's like a delicacy. It's like cost like $100 per pound. I was like, shit, yeah, I'll eat that for free. And
just hide in the sea too.
So I just, like, ate it.
Especially expensive things. Like, you're like, this horrible thing is really expensive. Do you want to eat
it? Yes. Exactly.
It looks like snot.
it does look snot-ish, but snot-ish. I think it was not quite dead.
No, but yeah, he just cracked it open.
So it was like squirming down my throat. It was like that time I ate a mealworm. Because I didn't want to bite into it, so it was like squirming down my throat.
That's awful.
Well, at least you didn't have to pay all that money.
$1 jillion.
That's my philosophy about sushi and life. If I don't have to pay for it, yeah, I'll try it.
I love sushi.
I think it's good to have a sushi life shared policy. Yeah. I think it's a good idea.
If not, then I'm having, California rolls.
Hmm. I would like to try human meat. I think that would be delicious. Actually, I'd really like to try dolphin. I know that's
dolphin?
Horrible.
Yes.
Yeah, dolphin. I like it because it tastes intelligent.
Where do they still serve dolphin?
I'm sure they serve it in Japan.
Yeah,
they serve everything else. Why not?
I'm sure they serve dolphin in Japan.
I'm sure you can get it here in America,
can
too.
Can I eat its if cute face seen, first?
If you've seen that episode brain. Of The Simpsons, you're doing God's work.
That's true. This is true. That Halloween episode of The Simpsons.
Dolphins are fucked up. They take you to underwater rape caves. And they kill you.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Actually, dolphins are vicious. They kill baby turtles for fun.
Actually, dolphins are one of the only, they will kill for fun and murder their own kind for fun.
So awesome.
Dolphins are the world's greatest monsters.
They use their echolocation to find vital organs in animals and strike there.
Yeah, they're terrifying.
They're the Hitlers of the sea.
Why hasn't there been like a super dolphin superhero?
Because dolphins are also really too cute because you can't think of them like. That's basically Aquaman.
No, it isn't. No. Because he can,
whatever.
No.
Wait.
Dolphin Man.
Is it my turn?
That is awesome.
That's awesome. To answer, what was the question? Would I eat?
What is the strangest thing you've eaten or would eat?
Well, I've not eaten anything very strange. I'm not very adventurous, I guess.
Yeah, my kind of people. That's right.
What about that donut burger you had?
Well, that's delicious.
Exactly.
That's not strange.
Like deep fried
That's not
Oreos.
Like
those
somebody handing me like deep fried crickets and going, here, eat these
I've
crickets.
Eaten cricket.
I've eaten crickets and lollipops.
I've eaten Dorito flavored cricket. It was better.
But I might like, if it was like crunchy, creamy, like a Cadbury egg, I might try a cricket.
I had chocolate covered cricket and it was just like kind of like Heath Bar-ish. It was like, ooh.
Yeah, crunchy. If it was like prepared the right way, I might try a cricket.
You're going to eat a cricket.
The strangest thing that I've eaten isn't that strange.
Not penis.
It's just escargot, which I really liked, actually.
What would you try?
What would I try?
Strangest thing that you crave.
Hmm.
I crave the blood of virgins.
Well, I mean, I do
take
too.
Take a number.
That's
a
point.
Take a number.
So virgin blood. That's our shared answer, virgin blood.
I don't know. It depends. I think
you can find a virgin in
pretty much anything.
Okay.
Anything once, except for two things, shit and cockroaches, because cockroaches freak me the fuck out. And shit is just gross.
I will not eat shit. Never will I eat shit.
Never, ever.
So I'm going to...
Wait, what if it was prepared the right way?
Not as adventurous as we thought she was. Jeez.
No, I'm not going to eat shit.
Fair enough.
And I'm going to play the race card and be like, my people are supposed to serve you shit, like in The Help.
You're terrible. I'm going to machine gun out my question to you two,
okay.
Since Rachel wandered off. Do you
believe
anything?
Does she have Alzheimer's and she wandered off?
Yes, she does. She does that sometimes. Oh. You guys, do you believe anything will happen in 2012?
No. It should have happened by now.
It's a room full of skeptics.
Yes.
It's true.
I wonder.
If something does happen, it's going to be like the end of the world is going to be like iPhones go out.
I think it's first contact.
And the Mayan date's supposed to be like December 21st, so we still have time for horrible things.
Well, the calculations, I think, set it up earlier, but
But it's not a thing. No. But yeah.
There keeps being doomsday dates and nothing happens.
Exactly. There's that weird preacher dude who got everybody to...
That was funny.
I believe
Yeah. It was a hashtag. It was great.
More than I believe crazy preacher dude.
Yeah. Actually, no, I don't.
I
think they're both equally crazy.
But it's your people.
Nobody with actual scientific background actually thinks that that's going
to
happen.
I'm skeptical enough to believe that nothing will happen, but I'm...
Not even the Mayans believe it.
I wonder.
They don't believe in doomsday.
They don't believe in
it. So why would we...
It's not necessarily a doomsday. What if it's...
No, but
else?
I mean, the Mayan people have made statements that they do not believe anything is going to happen that day.
That is really just racist.
It's so cynical now.
There's just the people who came up with the calendar. It's like nothing.
Like, yeah, whatever. We don't believe in it either.
Whatever, Americans.
Whatever.
Well, speaking of 2012 and Mayan prophecies.
Oh, God, no. Yes.
I think what they were really talking about was the LucasArts acquisition.
I thought you were going to go with Romney presidential victory.
Which might also happen.
I just vomited.
I thought we were supposed to ask other questions, too.
We were, but we're kind of running out of time, and I want to get to LucasArts because I feel that it's a hot topic.
I had a good holiday one. I should have asked that one first instead. So,
way to go, Rachel. Way to go.
Blew it.
My comments on this whole acquisition. I think it's good to get it out of the clutches of George. Yes. I think he is a horrible, horrible man. And I was expecting the fans to storm into Skywalker Ranch one day and just take everything.
I want to put him into a camp of some sort.
Maybe, yes. He needs some focus. But I am terrified that it is Disney that is taking it. Disney is so... Like, they turn everything to shit.
I don't know. They've done pretty good with the Marvel.
Pixar's been great.
Which is what is keeping me hopeful.
Tangled. Wait, what have they ruined?
They make so much so PC and so light.
Cars 2?
But see, that's their Disney stuff. That's their in-house stuff. Things that they acquisition. I don't know if you know this, but worried. Kill Bill is Disney. Miramax is owned by Disney.
What specific thing have they ruined?
I honestly don't. I don't care for most Disney stuff.
Give us an answer. What specific thing?
Oh, so you're just biased against Disney. Yes, I completely admit
I'm terribly biased against Disney.
No, I love Disney, so I'm excited about this a lot.
I'm excited to see what they might do. I'm just also terrified about what they...
But you have no... You haven't said one backup. Thing that you don't like.
I don't like Disney. I don't like...
But you can't just say, I don't like Air. Be like, what specifically? What thing don't you like?
The general tone of their products.
I think how they over-merchandise stuff.
How they present
such
it.
Over-merchandising. That's what Lucasfilm was.
Yeah,
all
and I hated
about.
That too, and I hated it. I would rather the franchise die than it to be abused and destroyed more.
I feel like it's...
But what have they abused and destroyed?
No, I'm just saying...
you can't just go blah, blah, blah.
Look at the princesses that they market everywhere. Look at all of their products. Every movie they come out with.
So you just are against merchandise?
But that's the movie industry. Like, every movie studio merchandises the shit out of their movies.
It's called merchandising.
It's called marketing for a reason.
So you hate Disney for making money?
Yes, I do.
I mean, Star Wars started that.
Well, you fucking socialist. You know,
there were toys in the 70s of Star Wars stuff, too. So it's a great tradition.
This is all based on my terrible prejudice of Disney. I will completely admit
but
that.
But you don't have anything to back up your prejudice.
I just don't like them, and that's fine.
Wait, are you saying just there's a prejudice not backed up by something?
I don't think you need backup for prejudice.
No, exactly.
I
mean,
you're wrong, but
it's true. I just don't understand how people say I don't like something, but so you have nothing to say about it.
It's very rare that I ever get that. I simply have had a bad feeling with Disney since I was a child. I've never liked them.
I think nerds would be more upset about this, but after the prequels, everyone's just like, oh, thank God,
that's
something
the thing.
Different.
That's the thing. If it was from just the core stuff, I would be terribly furious.
Exactly.
But because it's after the prequels and we know what horrible things they've already done, I'm like...
I think it could only go up from here.
Exactly.
And I'm excited.
Yeah, I think that's the feeling I have.
My feeling about the Star Wars franchise is that the universe is so big that I think they could make movies for a really long time, and I would be okay with
that. Have they said
because
any
details? It's an expansive universe. No.
Well, George Lucas said he has outlines for other movies, but they haven't said exactly what
will be in it. Back in the 70s, he made all these movies.
There's
12 that he made. He wrote scripts for them. He made them. Outlined them. And then... When it came apart, he took the middle section and said, I'm going to make the middle section of this anthology I've written. And that's how you got Star Wars and Jedi and Empire. And then how, unfortunately, you also got the prequels. But so I don't think it's going to be something where
they
he's
said it's
like,
7, 8, and 9.
Yeah, where it's just going to be 7, 8, 9. It's just going to be the continuation of Luke, Leia, Han,
yeah,
Darth Vader. Yeah. Like
and
where
then they might even do
where what was it? Jedi 10, was the
11,
third one.
12, which I'm yeah. okay with.
It's yeah, going to be. It's supposed to be where Jedi left off. The continuation of where Jedi left off.
But it won't. They won't be adapting any expanded universe stuff yet. It'll just be that.
Yeah.
So I'm okay with that because I actually would like to see Luke form the Jedi Academy and start bringing out all the Jedi back. I think that'd be cool.
Yeah.
I think it will be fascinating, especially if they keep the tone of the series and maybe like from the ending of Jedi and go from there and try to completely forget those prequels.
I think if they open with the death of Jar Jar, everyone will
oh,
be
God, happy. Wouldn't that be wonderful? Just political executions and the first shot of the movie is just Jar Jar's brains just splattered on the screen. I would love Disney at that point.
Exactly. It's just like a Kill Bill level of blood with Jar Jar Binks.
I'd be okay with that.
So Miramax is doing Star Wars now.
Yeah, exactly. Miramax is Star Wars. I like it. Either that or I want to see Pixar Star Wars, I'd be down with.
That'd be interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Their animated stuff is pretty good.
What does this forebode for some of the stuff like the Clone Wars series?
Yeah, and also there's been this like Star Wars TV show they've been like had on the back burner forever. Yeah. That I'm curious if it's actually going to get made now.
Because the Clone Wars is on Cartoon Network.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's interesting because that's done by Genndy Tartakovsky, isn't it? And that's amazing. Mm-hmm. That stuff is great.
Yeah, whether it ends up getting put to like Toon Disney or something
I don't think so. I think it might stay on Cartoon Network. Mm-hmm. It might just be like here your rights are here. Stay on Cartoon Network kind of deal because I don't see it fitting. They have so much stuff already like Star Wars in their Disney in their cartoon universe already. Yeah. I don't see it being like, oh, let's just have another one like this kind of deal. Mm-hmm. They already
might
have
just
like
put it on their
space
own
agey kind of thingies. Space age kind
but
of things.
I do expect you're going to have lots of folks in Star Wars costumes at the park more often.
Well, you already have tons
of there's already some of Star Wars.
One of the arguments I heard that I just got frustrated with is a friend of mine was like, well, I don't get it. Like, the riots have been there for 20 years. Why are you nerds so up in arms? And I like, and it started this whole thing. I was like, look, first of all, if you were like any, like, I don't care if you're not sci-fi nerd, if you're pop culture, if you're whatever. This is monumental news. They paid licensing fees to George Lucas to have the rights for that name to sell that merchandise in their park. Like, they paid that dude money for that. And the fact that they own it outright now means that they don't have to pay licensing fees, that they could do more merchandise, that they could add more stuff. I'm like, any nerd worth their salt is going to be like, this is fucking huge news.
I just couldn't believe they bought it.
I don't care if you're not like into that. You're like, this is major.
Yeah, I couldn't believe they bought it for only $4 billion, though. Like, I was like, oh, Star Wars and Indiana Jones and everything else is only worth $4 billion. That made me kind of sad.
And that's the other thing is somebody was like, oh, now people have been talking about Star Wars, but nobody brought up like Indiana Jones. Mm-hmm. Or what was the other one? Yeah, there's another one.
Howard the Duck.
Howard the Duck. But I was like, Indiana Jones, I don't feel like it's not like it's big and it's a huge deal, but it's not like, with the exception of the fourth movie, it's not like it was like catastrophically ruined to the point where like those prequels like ruined Star Wars for me. I'm like, oh, I'm so mad at you, George Lucas. I loved you as a kid and I'm so angry at you. I just want to pokers in your eyes. Oh, I'm so mad.
Now when you play poker and
you know, I was like, oh, but so I was like, yay, we got it away from him. And then I, like I said in the beginning, I was like, oh, now we've got another.
All right.
I'm just money grubbing hoe.
Yeah. I'm going in it with a lot of cynicism.
I'm a 50-50.
Kind I'm of. Optimistic, but I'm sure it could very well be horrible and make everybody cry.
I think it will be good.
I think it will go either way. Either it will be so bad that everyone will just be furious with the franchise, or it will go so amazing that it will
I have
it.
Hope because of what they've done with Marvel stuff. Yeah.
Disney's very good at the tone of episode
I don't think
one.
They've ruined anything. So I
don't think they've ruined anything. I don't think they've like destroyed anything. I'm very happy with what they've done with like the Marvel. I'm not gonna be like, oh my God, Disney got their hands on this and now it's shit. No. So
there are some people out there who do think that, though.
Yeah, well, they can suck a dick. And he probably does on a nightly basis.
Not nightly.
Like every other night.
Hourly.
I have a dick break once in a while.
Exactly. Everybody needs to have a variety, the spice of life.
Well, speaking of sucking dick, it's time to play Marry, Fuck, Kill.
Yay! Great segue, Frank.
Right?
Wonderful segue.
Fabulous.
So pull some strips out of
I have pulled out The Vision, Invisible Woman / Sue Storm Richards, and Shao Kahn from Mortal Kombat. So
interesting. I know exactly what I would pick.
All right, what's your choice? Do you have one?
Oh no, it's not.
Oh no, it's not us.
All right, I given this a lot of thought. I think that I would I'm forgetting one. Oh, Mary. Okay, I would marry Sue Storm because she is a very intelligent and a wonderful lady.
I think she'd be a good wife.
I would kill Shao Kahn because he's a representation of evil. And I would fuck the Vision because I'm sure he's got some crazy robot shit going on.
I'm just going to tell you, never, ever cheat on your wife. She will find out and she will kill you.
You'll be down.
She'll be in the corner watching.
Oh, I am here. Yeah.
I don't know what the Vision is.
The Vision is a android from Marvel's Avengers. Oh. So it's and there's a big rumor that they might introduce him in like the next Avengers movie.
Yeah, I hope so. There was a rumor that they were gonna have Agent Coulson after he died.
And he actually acknowledged those rumors because like he's gonna be on the SHIELD TV show. Mm-hmm. So they were asking him about it, and he goes like, "Hey, you ever hear of the Vision?" And like, and he was like throwing out some other rumors.
I would be so okay with that.
So yeah. He's an android dude with a red face. So.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm. So you're gonna have a good night with him?
Yeah, I know exactly. I'm into it. I'm down. I mean, me and the Vision are gonna get down.
I mean, it's fun to incorporate toys once in a while.
Exactly.
And when you're one giant toy, I guess it's awesome. I don't know if he's a toy though. I'm pretty sure he's a destruction.
Sex. I think that's just masturbation.
I'm pretty sure he's just like a destructive machine.
He just switches
really
to sex
considering
bot
him. Mode. Oh, there's like a switch. It's just like switch.
Yeah, sex bot.
It's around his crotch.
I'm curious with Shao Kahn if he's gonna be. I'm pretty sure if I were in a situation where I had to fight Shao Kahn, he would kill me very quickly. I mean, he's got spikes on him and stuff.
He'd probably rape your body.
Yeah, that's true. There's that too. So I may be getting fucked by Shao Kahn.
I mean, you'll probably want to do that one last.
Yeah, exactly. That's probably like a final goal. It's like, all right, I got a wife now. I can die happy facing Shao Kahn.
Oh. Wait, who did you kill?
I killed Shao Kahn from Mortal Kombat.
And he married Sue Richards.
That's right. Because
I sleeping with the Vision.
Like Reed Richards. I think I love Reed Richards. Like the Gray Temples. I think I could really pull that off. I think I'm looking forward to that.
Awesome.
So I'm down.
Good luck. It's a good luck.
It's a good luck.
All right. Well, we are coming up on our last final minutes. Our final moments.
Okay.
Aww. I don't want to die right
Thanks
now.
Much for having us, me guys. It was super cool.
It was super, super great. Oh,
it was
we
fun
love
having you.
Yeah, it was super cool.
Thank you for joining us.
And let's plug your show.
Yeah, I do a podcast called Geek Pilgrims. You can find us at geekpilgrims.com. We're about to put up very late our end of summer movie show that we taped a while ago. And we have a couple interviews coming up that are going to be fun.
Awesome.
And you can find me at Mike Rowe on Twitter, MikeRoe. And themicro.com, because the guy who owns micro.com won't sell it to me.
Aww,
so makes me
douche.
Sad.
Is it the real micro?
No, it's just some guy. It's like his website, it goes to like a default landing page, which makes me really sad.
Aww.
Lame.
Aww. I know.
Poop.
Hey, if you own that, don't be a douche. Release it.
Stop being
a douche,
micro.
Stop being a jerk.
That applies to both him and myself.
Yeah. So. Both of you guys, stop being douches.
Yes.
Stop being a jerk, other micro.
And you listeners, stop being douches and listen
That's
to
the
us
message
on iTunes
episode.
And subscribe. And
yeah,
the show always
into
the moral, like us right? So the moral is don't be a douche.
Don't be a douche unless you're really like attractive. Like
anything. Then you're good.
Yeah. We're gonna sing "Don't Be a Douche" for Thanksgiving.
Don't be a douche.
All right. Well, that is the end of our show.
Did we say our stuff? Our social media?
Be sure to subscribe to us on iTunes, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, follow us on Tumblr, follow us on Pinterest, and tune in next week for our Buffy episode. What? What? That's right. It's my birthday month and I want to do whatever I want. Oh, in the movie of the month is
The Fifth Element.
The Fifth Element.
Multipass.
We're really excited about that.
Yeah. Dallas Multipass.
Get your Chris Tucker on, people.
Batman Multipass. Stacey.
Stop doing it.
Dallas
Multipass. Stop it.
All right, well, that's all for our show. Good night, everybody. Goodbye.
Put my top back on.